arrested, saying it's all over now. He screamed, and apparently he shot another man, a policeman. And we have a report. We don't know that it's absolutely true that the state, that a Secret Service man was also shot. Now, do we have anything to trace this man from the scene of the assassination to where he was arrested? Or is this simply a police guess, or is it, or do we are just not getting enough information on the point too quick or something? Can you tell us?
Morgan, we do have information that a Secret Service man was shot along with a policeman. However, in the confusion, it's hard to confirm exactly what has happened here. The man that was arrested in connection with the shooting of the president and the shooting of a policeman fatally also in Dallas is undergoing interrogation. He was located at an area near the end of the motorcade and would not have been far from Oak Cliff, the area where he was arrested at a theater, Morgan. That's the story.
Oh, in other words, what we can assume without knowing up to this point is that the man who did the shooting got out of that building some way and got to this theater where he was arrested, if he should happen to be the man.
Right.
I see. In other words, he got clean away from that area. He'd probably planned it well in advance. Now, Tom, if you'll stay on a moment, maybe you'll have more news for us.
Right.
We have another report on the arrival of the body of the president. He's expected to arrive at Andrews Air Force Base at 6:05 p.m. That would put the president's body on a different plane than that carrying President Johnson, who has taken the oath of office, and Mrs. Johnson and Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy. The three of them are in the forward compartment of the plane Air Force One, as we understand. So apparently two planes are being used, and the President Johnson and Mrs. Johnson and Mrs. Kennedy will arrive in Washington ahead of the president's body. And as we have been told, the Pentagon, the military officials of the United States, have taken charge of funeral plans and mourning period for the president in the District of Columbia, and it has already been determined that the body will lie in state in the rotunda of the Capitol, where so many prominent Americans have laid in the past. Americans generally might be interested to know that the Voice of America, that's the government's official voice that does not broadcast in the United States but broadcasts around the world, the Voice of America has interrupted all of its programs on news of the president's death. The announcers of The Voice made impromptu commentaries in 36 languages to reassure listeners of the continuity of the government of the United States. Despite Mr. Kennedy's death, our government will continue to explain to people overseas just what mechanism is set in motion when a president is dead. In many nations, there is not a continuity of government, but in the United States, there is a continuity of government, and it might be interesting for some Americans who may not know to realize that this is the oldest nation in the world that has established a continuity of government. Of course, the British government is much older, but they do not have the means of continuity that we have. We have automatic continuity, and what happens is this. Under the law of succession to the presidency, incidentally, that law was recently amended, the vice president automatically assumes the nation's top office, as did Mr. Johnson in Dallas, and he serves out the remainder of the president's term. When he takes the oath is not a matter of importance at the moment. He automatically becomes president on the death of a president. In the event the vice president should leave office, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, at this time, Mr. McCormick of Massachusetts takes over and also serves out the rest of the term. If there's no House Speaker, or if he fails to qualify for the presidency, you have to be a natural-born American to be president of this country. The President Pro Tem of the Senate assumes the office of president. Then in the line of succession, Secretary of State, Treasury, Defense, the Attorney General, Postmaster General, Secretary of Interior, Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Commerce, and Secretary of Labor. This all detail merely to assure all persons everywhere inside and outside of our borders there is absolute continuity of government in the United States regardless of what may happen to a president. Incidentally, the Voice of America is using all of its 10 million watts in 36 languages to news and reaction to the death of the President of the United States and his playing solemn and secular music, oftentimes hymns. Tom Perriman of Dallas, are you still on?
Hammond said, my God, he's shot. And,
we're still here.
There was an
Morgan, we didn't hear your question.
I just wanted to know if you were still on. Are you interviewing an eyewitness there?
We are not at this time. We have some mobile units that are in the process of doing that, we hope.
Do you have any further information on the arrest or on any other phase of the departures?
Soon after the president was assassinated in Dallas this afternoon, a white man in his mid-20s was arrested in the Riverside section of Fort Worth in the shooting of a Dallas policeman. Now, the man, who has black curly hair and wore a red shirt, denied that he was connected with the assassination of the chief executive. But his hands were handcuffed and he was taken to the Fort Worth City Jail. As you know, one man in Dallas was arrested at a theater after allegedly shooting a policeman and was arrested in connection with the assassination of the president. There was thought to be a connection between the shooting of the policeman and the shooting of the president.